Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
My favorite truck driving song, Amazing Rhythm, Aces, No End in Sight. Man, I used to play that over and over and over again every time I was heading home to Miss Vicky. Love that song. Absolutely love it. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, June 19, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. We have a good show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of things that we're going to be talking about. Well, the budget might be going in a different direction. It's kind of interesting what's happening with the governor, not only not in the state, but not even in the country. Speaker Matt Hall saying, you know what? Maybe we got to change the direction of where we go on this budget deal. Yesterday afternoon, House Speaker Matt Hall said he's starting to be prepared to walk away from talks with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and just deal with the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks and Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony to come to a deal on the budget to be able to submit it to the governor by July 1st. Speaker Hall said the budget negotiations has been in a holding pattern for the last 5 days, and that Wednesday was the first time he had spoken with Whitmer regarding the budget. He also said that the Senate budget officer, Jen Flood, was not authorized to discuss the budget with the speaker. Hall went on to say the fact that the governor is out of town and won't give her state budget director the authority to even set targets, because we can't set targets or talk about the budget, it's putting me in a position where I'm going to just have to work with Leader Brinks and the Senate Democrats to get the budget done. And then we can simply brief the governor on what we did while she was out of town when she gets back. Senator Darren Calamari was asked about Hall's comments about working with the Senate Democrats to come to a deal on the budget before July 1st. Senator Calamari said, obviously, we all want to be working towards the same goal of meeting the July 1st budget deadline. I hope we can get there. He also went on to say that he remains optimistic that the legislature will be able to get the budget done on time. Our schools have to have the ability to plan for their fall semester. We all saw the chaos that House Republicans caused last year by extending out the school budget. I would really hope that we can avoid that this year. Well, a source close to the budget negotiations said that Flood has been authorized to negotiate the budget ever since she was appointed back in 2023, and that she's negotiated every budget since then. Paul said he still wants to give people dramatic property tax cuts, which could equate to about $5 billion in a reduction of the state budget. But a way to possibly pay for it would be taxing luxury services to pay for a portion of that. He said Flood wanted to talk about all Hall said all Flood wanted to talk about was policy bills. For her today, property taxes has been holding it up. Well, that's ridiculous. The first meeting we had on property tax with her was late yesterday. Hall's budget team also met with Flood yesterday and is expected again to meet with her later this week and Monday, Tuesday of next week. Well, as the deadline for the budget looms, negotiations are apparently hinging on the $5 billion property tax proposal and how to get state funding revenue, which has two sides completely disagreeing over the numbers. To get to the $5 billion backfill needed, Hall is proposing a 6% sales tax on limited basis to services that would apply to higher income families, country club memberships, private jets, marinas, tourist services, travel agencies, skiing, golf, artificial intelligence services, newspaper publishing, performing arts, environmental consulting, lobbying, and even political ads. A sales tax on political ads? Well, the Office of the Governor provided numbers that show the services Hall is proposing and more are already being taxed in Ohio. And those numbers, when adjusted to meet the services that exist in Michigan, would only create $1.76 billion in new revenue. Hall said the governor's office is using the numbers to spin and confuse the media about the budget numbers. Hall noted that if all services in the state were taxed, it would bring in $19.5 billion. Numbers provided by the Office of the Governor show that if all services were paid, again, $19.8 billion. So the highest amount that could be reached by analysis by MERS News Service for the sales tax 6% on services that Hall is proposing still comes in only roughly about $2 billion. That puts the services $3 billion short of what is needed for his property tax relief bill. Well, in addition to ending state property taxes, they would be ending the real estate transfer tax when properties are sold and also the personal property tax. Well, Hall, to make up the difference, would need to start adding more taxes on services to the table. That raised the question of if he could get enough Republicans behind a massive tax increase across the state. Folks, I apologize. When I start talking about massive tax increases, my throat just starts to close up on me. Question is whether Speaker Hall could get enough Republicans behind a massive tax increase across the state when we already have affordability issues and the upcoming election. Hall said he has a deal with the Republican caucus to be able to get there on his luxury tax proposal. They can't provide an accurate, concrete analysis of the numbers just yet, but we're working on it. And here's where the real problem lies. Several school administrations, superintendents, principals released statements voicing their concerns about the budget being late. They don't want to see that happen again like it did last year. 10 organizations are calling on the legislature in the memo not to leave Lansing for the weekend until a K-12 budget agreement is reached. Lions Executive Director Peter Spadafore discuss the decisions made by the legislature and speaking that they have real-world consequences that impact our schools around the state. Michigan students, school administrators, principals, teachers deserve a budget that is done right, and is done before the bell rings for summer. We have to get ready for fall, and we need to know exactly how much revenue we're going to have. Well, other bills are being looked at right now as potentially changing the way the budget revenue comes into Lansing. Question is going to be, can the bills move quick enough in order to be in place to affect this budget that they're getting ready to submit to the governor? All this is happening as the state's economic situation is actually on somewhat of a downturn. Price of gasoline has changed the tourist season here in northern Michigan. While many hotbed cities like Traverse City may be experiencing high traffic at this point in time, heading into the 4th of July weekend, UP is suffering tremendously. Some businesses up there saying that this is the worst economy summer they've seen in a long time. So it's going to be something that they have to take into consideration in putting forward this next budget. Now, there's some other factors that we're going to be talking about. We're going to get to them in the final segment of hour number one. The cost of energy and what can be done about it here at the state level to impact people's pocketbooks heading into this budget. So we'll definitely take this story in, get this in before the end of the hour, because hour number two, we have a history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand. Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, talking about the budget, where Speaker Matt Hall is saying, you know what, I may have to work with the Senate Majority Leader when he brings the Senate Appropriations Chair, Sarah Anthony, to get a budget done because Whitmer's nowhere to be seen. It's that simple. And some other things that they're looking at is that the process of the budget has to be turned in before July 1st. So what are they going to do? What are they going to look at? Well, one of it is energy. One of the things that they're looking at is the cost of energy and how perhaps it can be done to basically say, you know what? We've got to do something to lower the cost of energy for the state of Michigan. So the governor, reaching out to the Michigan Public Service Commission, is asking them to help lower the cost of energy bills. Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked the Michigan Public Service Commission yesterday, even though she's out of the country, to find ways to lower utility bills through legislative reforms, assistance programs, which the commission just actually ordered. 2 days ago, while she was out of the country, in a letter dated June 17th, the chair, Dan Scripps, said there's ways that we can lower prices. And we're going to send these to the governor by July 16th. Inflation just hit a three-year high, driven by the tariffs. This is something that is BS that they always use in every talking point they put out. Driven by the tariffs and the war with Iran. The letter from Scripps said, I can't reopen the Straits of Hormuz or bring down prices myself, but state government can help Michiganders keep more of their hard-earned money. Scripps said he's welcoming the governor's call to focus on energy affordability, because that's something they at the Michigan Public Service Commission has been working on. We understand how challenging household finances are at this time, with raising costs for food, housing, filling up the gas tank, and paying their home energy bills. While we've made some notable progress in keeping residential electric bills low, actually below the rate of inflation, and achieving our best residential bill ranking in a decade, we also know that there's more to do. and we're looking forward to working with the governor and others in an additional common sense approach that can actually help reduce home electricity bills. Well, I'll give you absolutely the best solution that you could possibly come up with. Heading into the high air conditioning season, which runs on electricity, why don't you guys suggest to both DTE and Consumers Energy that they finance the summer? What do I mean by that? Folks, we're heading into the hottest season of the year. Summer starts this upcoming week. I say the June, July, August, and September bill, those 4 months, which are the highest, should be able to be paid over a 12-month period. Take those 4 months, add them all up, and instead of dividing by 4 months, divide by 12. And let it be spread out over the winter months when the air conditioning is not running. It's a very simple mathematical way of being able to do it. Basically is an installment payment. Some of these electric bills, because of air conditioning, goes up to $300-$500 a month, depending on how many square feet your home is, your business. Very simple. Let's say it's $400 a month. Let's just grab that number. Okay? Well, $400 times 4 months is $1,600. Instead of paying $400 a month, divide it by 12 months. Get it down to an installment payment where it's roughly $150 a month. Actually, less than that. About $127, I'm guessing out of my head. This is something that is realistic and can be done. And the Michigan Public Service Commission can actually put pressure on the DTE and Consumers Energy to do it. $1,600 divided by 12. I was off a little bit, $133. Instead of spending $400 a month this summer for electricity, you'd have to pay $133. And continue to pay that $133 for the rest of the year. But in the wintertime, your electric bill goes from $400 down to $100 or $150. You add $133 to it. It's a way to make summer very affordable. You're putting almost $300 a month in people's pockets. That can go towards the gas tank. There's ways to do it. They just need to get creative. I might actually reach out to Dan Scripps and give him that idea. History lesson in the next hour with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.